Good morning. So we are the National Asian Pacific Center on Aging, otherwise known as NAPCA. And our mission is to preserve and promote the dignity, well-being, and quality of life of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders as they age. So I wanted to start by reminding ourselves of why we are here to talk about public policies for AAPI older adults. You know, our goal is to have healthy, vibrant older adults contributing to society. You know, we want to see older adults taking preventive steps to live healthier lives. And in this photo on the left, you know, we see AAPI older adults lining up to get their flu shots. We also want to ensure that AAPI seniors have access to and utilize their benefits, such as Social Security and Medicare. We also want to build partnerships to have public policies that are aligned with our goals and healthcare that is affordable for all. So the economic and health status of our nation's older adults have profound impacts on federal support systems such as Social Security, Medicare, and the Older Americans Act. Older adults' reliance on Social Security and Medicare challenges many seniors to be self-sufficient as they become frailer and in need of care. Aging organizations, older adult advocates, and public entities all agree with public policy priorities on issues such as retirement security, health care, long-term supports and services, and safety. These policy issues that impact older adults will also extend to AAPI elders, but additional challenges elevate the difficulty of fostering AAPI elders' economic and health security. And so I'd like to begin by talking about some of the barriers that AAPI elders face to achieve quality of life, dignity, and well-being as they age. So let's start by first talking about limited English proficient AAPI older adults. Here you see the range of AAPI populations who have limited English proficiency of those 55 and older. Language barriers will limit older adults' understanding of healthcare recommended by providers. Without in-language information available, older adults with limited English proficiency are unable to access the necessary information to make an informed decision about their healthcare needs. Additional cultural and language barriers include confusion about how to use care when insured, understanding who might be at risk for disease, and incorrect beliefs about preventive care. Eliminating the silos that currently exist between systems and support will allow for the needs of AAPI elders to be acknowledged. So for example, stronger linkages between systems, a hospital social worker, could identify a limited English proficient older adult in need of an advanced healthcare directive. Or a community navigator would be aware of culturally appropriate services and communicate directly with the in-language legal service provider to facilitate assistance. So turning our attention to culture. Culture is the characteristics and knowledge of a particular group of people defined by everything, right? From language and religion, to health, to cuisine and social habits, music and arts. And so let's take a look at some of the cultural barriers of issues that are important for older adults. Public health interventions, such as vaccines, may be discouraged by cultural beliefs that conflict with Western medicine. So for example, Buddhist philosophies discourage testing, vaccination, and treatment, whereas Taoism teaches that perfection is achieved when events, such as one's own health status, are allowed to take their natural course. Stigma is also another cultural barrier. So for example, there's shame associated with a hepatitis B diagnosis, and therefore stigma may prevent AAPI older adults from accessing appropriate screenings and vaccinations. And then finally, because recommendations for adult immunizations are risk-based, a patient who has to admit to their physician their behavior that places them at an elevated risk of contracting a disease is often a precipitator for vaccinations. But the problem is that many AAPI older adults do not want to disclose this degree of personal information to their healthcare providers. And therefore, their risk of contracting a preventable disease may go undetected without access to needed vaccinations. Alzheimer's disease and related dementias is a growing concern within the AAPI community. Age is considered the greatest risk factor for dementia, and AAPI women have the highest life expectancy of any ethnic group at 86 years old. Barriers that prevent the early diagnosis and timely interventions in care of dementia among AAPIs include cultural beliefs and languages, lack of awareness that contribute to stigma, and limited accessible and culturally proficient services. Many AAPI older immigrants may feel discouraged to accessing aging and healthcare services, including screening for dementia, for several reasons. Unfamiliarity with medical practices, having to locate interpreters, and the fear of miscommunication that may lead to misdiagnosis and improper treatment. Language and cultural barriers prevent AAPI elders from full participation in the U.S. healthcare system. Equipping AAPI seniors and their families with information about the early signs of dementia and increasing access to culturally competent dementia-focused services in their local communities can help increase early detection and reduce stigma. So, in many AAPI cultures, with the family and communities emphasized over the individual, which can affect an elder's willingness to admit abuse or to seek help. This is especially important given the fact that approximately 90% of perpetrators of elder abuse are family members. Most often, they're adult children, spouse, or partner. As a result, the cases of abuse, neglect, and exploitation of family members often go undetected. Additional factors that discourage AAPI elders from seeking help include language and cultural barriers, reliance on one's own self for problem solving, and a lack of perceived helpfulness of seniors. In a 2014 NAPCA survey, 73% of its respondents were not aware of adult protective services, and over 60% of the respondents could not identify organizations or professionals where they could obtain help if they encountered elder mistreatment. While a large number of AAPI older adults would consider seeking help from adult protective services, a majority still chose family members as their top choice for obtaining help. And so now that we know the reasons why we want to explicitly shine the spotlight on AAPI elders and families, let's talk about what it is we want to achieve. So among policymakers and mainstream aging network providers, we want to ensure that they are educated about the growing demographics and unique needs of AAPI elders. We want them to understand the needs for disaggregated data and the importance of cultural competency and linguistically appropriate information and services. We also want to ensure that our AAPI elders and families are educated about our network of community-based organizations that serve AAPI elders. We want to ensure that AAPI elders are motivated to take action, to participate in the policy-making process, and to demand change in policies and practices. Additionally, we want funding formulas to be reflective of AAPI seniors. You know, we recognize and thanks our moderator, Richard Louis, for reporting on AAPI senior issues, but we want more journalists to join his efforts. And finally, we want an infrastructure built for AAPI advocacy and have AAPIs at the table for policy development. So let's turn our attention to recommendations and strategies to achieve these outcomes. The first step to analyzing any public policy proposal is to identify the problem, right? And what do you do to identify the problem? Data. So aggregating AAPI older adults into one ethnic category obscures meaningful differences between subpopulations. Analyzing the needs of AAPI older adults collectively masks unique subpopulations issues, leading to a one-size-fits-all public policies that do not comprehensively meet the needs of all older adults. Therefore, we should advocate that a national policy for data collection for AAPIs be designed with standardized age categories, because once determined, these national policies and standards would be integrated into all federal survey tools. The availability of culturally and linguistically accessible information will be essential for AAPI older adults to achieve economic and health security. We recommend additional funding for in-language resources, interpreter services, and in-language programs, services, resources, and websites. And finally, as federal and local policies recognize the vast number of older Americans who have limited English proficiency, ongoing education and monitoring with local providers will be necessary to facilitate stronger health equity among AAPI older adults. Lastly, we want AAPI older adults to have access to in-language, culturally competent service systems that are person-centered and consumer-directed. Simply put, planning and service delivery would be led by the AAPI older adult and tailored to their individual strengths, goals, preferences, needs, and desired outcomes. With over 25 ethnicities and over 50 languages spoken within the AAPI category, person-centered planning is essential to ensure that one's service plan and service delivery are meaningful. So public policies are often inclusive of diverse populations at a superficial level, and the prioritization and execution of policies for AAPI elders are uneven by states and local jurisdictions. Strategies that we can deploy to achieve our outcomes start with getting the data that's out there and packaging it. The impact on AAPI seniors should always be a variable when conducting cost-benefit analysis on aging policy proposals. Let's collectively work together in formal advocacy networks so that we can be called to action. And then finally, let's conduct outreach and raise awareness using social media as a platform. So together, we can reshape aging policy for all older Americans by explicitly shining the spotlight on AAPI older adults to ensure that our elders, regardless of language, cultural, economic, or other barriers, will have access to and equity in the services, benefits, and programs that are available to all American seniors. Thank you.